Yo, what up, fuckers? Christina Hutchinson
and Corinne Fisher are here from the Guys We Fuck podcast. We are so excited to bring you this segment from an all new episode of Guys We Fucked.
This is coming out Monday because we're doing bonus episodes, two episodes per week all throughout until July. Yay. This one is with one of our dear friends, an amazing comedian and actress and star of the Funny Pains documentary, Wendy motherfucking Starling. And in it, we talk about backing up a lot of beep, beep, beeps. We talk about sex work, sugar babies, what to do, what not to do. And we talk about buttholes.
About a lot of fun stuff. Yeah, this is a really exciting episode. You're going to want to listen to more. And you can listen to more episodes of Guys We Fucked only on Luminary. It's a subscription podcast network with original shows from your favorite creators. Besides us, they have Trevor Noah, Lena Dunham, Celeste Barber, Roxanne Gay, Russell Brand. Like, it's a lot of bang for your buck.
You can get a subscription to Luminary for as little as $2.99 a month, which is a little under $36 a year with their annual plan, plus a 7-day free trial to get started. Visit luminarypodcasts.com to start your free trial. Not available in all markets and subject to local currency. Terms apply. When people email us about open relationship or being poly, it's just because they want to, like, sometimes the person just wants to, like, be down with anything and be cool. And I certainly, while I get that, so sometimes when people email us about the sugar baby stuff, I'm like, well, you read the email, and I'm like, I don't think you're cut out for this. I could be wrong, but I just need to say that. But, like, you are somebody who handles it so well, and the people that you had met with in the past that we had talked about, like, just very respectful. Oh, it's all happening, you know, and you're really good at standing up for yourself in the instances where somebody was trying to pull some shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're the person who does it right, and it makes me so, yeah, I like it. But what do you have to say?
Well, thanks. First of all, I've also been getting a lot of those messages because people that are now out of work.
Yes.
The OnlyFans is, and I get it, but it's just interesting because everyone's like, well, I guess. And a lot of people waited a month, but I do like the people that always wanted to do it. I noticed that, like, within 5 days of Comedy Clubs being shut down, mm-hmm. my Instagram feed, half of the female comics were just like, this is my labia in shadow.
Yeah.
Yes. Holy fucking Christ.
Labia. They're like, this is the only choice I have.
I know.
Just so quick.
I mean, you have your butthole, so there's multiple holes.
Dude. Right. And so it's a weird thing because, like, I don't want to sound judgy. It just is. Now, here's the.
Just yell, stay off my turf real loud into the mic.
Yeah. Yeah. Just get off my fucking.
You fat whores. Get off my lawn, you fat whores.
But here's the
my
thing.
My internet lawn.
Is I think the reason. Get your fucking this shadowy labia off of my internet lawn.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Go ahead. Tell them.
Kevin, get these whores.
And
get
also them. Like female comedians, some of your hair, and I mean on your head, is just too long for sex work. You know, this is an Amish. This is an Amishgirls.com.
Wait, I was just looking at somebody's profile last night. I forget who it was. But when the girl's hair is so long that I'm like, girl,
what? I don't understand.
It ain't doing you favors. Come on, man.
That's just like that's not in vogue if you're not fucking your own dad. Like, I don't understand.
Or your sister wife.
Yeah, if it's past the small of your back, you've gone too far.
Yeah,
it's very weird.
When the bottoms start to dread, like they start to like just separate from each other.
Yeah, they're
like,
asking to leave because they've been dead for 5 years. This is like a pet peeve of.
So OnlyFans.
Anyway.
No, but the hair thing is fucking bizarre because when it does get too long, and then especially like when you start messing with coloring, and I understand the like the goth thing, and I think people think, ooh, like the Angelina Jolie, like the Crystal Gale is the only person that could really pull that off.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because, oh my God, I was thinking of her. Anytime I think of long hair, I think Crystal Gale. She's a singer, one of my dad's favorite artists of all time. And every time I name an artist, I'm like, is my dad gay? He's not. But like, he's like Cyndi Lauper, Nicole Kidman, Crystal Gale, Joni Mitchell. Is my dad a lesbian, actually?
Yeah, he might be. He might be a gay woman.
My dad's a lesbian.
Trapped in a very tall man's body.
But Crystal Gayle can kind of pull it off because she's an old-time country singer from the 70s. Yeah, and her songs are about coal miners and shit like that. So again, she's probably having sex with a blood relative.
Also, Crystal Gayle, like Cher, blessed with that kind of beautiful, thick, black, like perfect, ideal hair.
Yes. Cher can pull off long hair. Yep.
Yes.
But these other people that are trying to do that, and then especially when you start to diet... If you like, I used to dye
my
hair.
I'm on a diet. Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, no, you're like, I haven't had bread in 3 days.
No, only lettuce for me. I'm a queen.
Yes. If you start to dye, Christina's like, I want to dye. I haven't had bread in 3 minutes. Somebody kill me.
All roads lead back to Christina's diet. And it's also me and Wendy are sitting here. It's like,
not on a diet.
We've been on a diet like every other week for our entire lives. She's in her 30s. Oh, baby's first diet.
It's true. And my journey is my journey, and I'm not going to compare it to anybody else's. I've been watching a lot of Desmond's amazing inspirational videos.
I can tell by your interpretive speaking. Yeah. It's not like a song or a dance.
It's like a child is talking to you.
Oh my God. But yeah, when it's too much, when you dye your hair, when I used to dye my hair dark, like jet black, I remember, but if once it gets too long and stringy, you look like,
yeah,
you look like the chick from The Ring.
Yeah.
It's not Samara.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking, that's a beautiful joke of yours.
Yeah.
I think about
that. I miss stand up so much.
I think about that joke often.
Oh, that makes
you
so happy.
Acrobat, bitch. Yeah.
I think about you that. Acrobat.
Right.
I think about it right before I come every time I come.
Thank you. I bought a joke that's so funny. It makes people want to come. If that's even hot. A thing, I'm in for it.
That's hot.
But the OnlyFans, so people are signing up for that.
Whores, just kidding.
When I say whore, I mean it as a positive thing. Because
Hey, whore.
Oh, I wish I was a fucking whore.
It's a Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie term of endearment. Hey, whore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. And so I been getting a lot of messages about OnlyFans from people, girls wanting to do it, and then people about wanting to find out how to sell their panties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they're just like, how do I make money doing this?
Right.
And there's also an interesting thing with sugar daddies, because what's happening on the sugar daddy site, people are doing it virtual.
Okay.
Like a like VR girlfriend. So it's like a personal.
That's easy.
To be a personal webcam person. You'd think so.
There's so much talking involved.
No fucking shit.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And so I thought about, like, I've actually been, like, full disclosure, I am kind of dating someone now. And yay. So I'm, like, not doing the sugar daddy stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In full honesty, and he knows this, we've talked about it. Since the pandemic hit, I've been messaged by my exes.
Exit. Oh,
my ex sugar daddy.
Your ex sugar daddy.
Oh, okay.
That of in the past, I was on the website for 3 years, and so there were three guys that I dated pretty seriously.
Yeah,
and then, but it's also like regular dating. So there were other guys that I went out with a few times.
Yeah,
and you're like,
and they were like, they were fine, but it was never anything regular. And
because you still kind of need that connection and chemistry to have like a regular sugar daddy baby connection. I would assume, well, right?
Yeah, and so I'm glad that you asked that question, because I would love to remind anybody considering doing this that is possible, and you can set that as your minimum, you know what I mean, your bar.
Correct.
Is that you have an actual, like, meaningful, however deep, relationship with this person, and at least a little bit of mutual respect. I imagine that's important to the equation.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is you find, because it's kind of an express way to get to a situation where you're dating someone who maybe they have more money than you, they're more successful than you are. Mm-hmm. In a lot of marriages, and one partner might be more successful than the other, and so they would support the other partner.
Yeah. Sure.
And that's not a big deal. Even as friends, like, we've done that as friends.
Yeah.
Like, with your friends, when you're up money and you have extra money, you're like, I'll pay for this.
Yeah.
And then, but like,
oh, I always do that. Yeah.
Like, most people will do that.
It's so fun.
Yeah. It's a nice thing to be able to, like, let me, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, let's just have a good time and nobody worry about it. We don't have to sit here and divide the fucking bill of who had a soda or who had a whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. My best friend and I literally throughout time, like, he started paying for me when I was younger and had no money. And then I'm like, we'll rotate. And I'm like, let's just do this for the rest of time.
Yeah.
Like, it really is nice.
Yeah. It's a nice thing to do. And so, if you look at it that way, is think of it as normal dating, which I did. And so I was like, well, I'm only gonna date people that I actually like.
Yeah.
And so then it just became, it didn't feel like a job or like work. It felt like, oh, I have a cool boyfriend that I see once a week, and if I need help with stuff, he gives me money to help cover bills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was also working. I was temping part time. I was doing shows at night. I was doing a podcast. So it's like I was still working towards something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the trap, is that people get you can see the trap.
They don't work, they don't have another thing that they're working towards.
Right. And
or another option.
Also super tempting, because before I signed up for the website, I worked at Whole Foods. I had like minimum wage jobs doing manual labor, working at farmers markets, like mm-hmm. literally selling vegetables in the hot sun for 8 hours a day.
That's like a one woman play. Yeah.
Selling vegetables in the hot sun.
It was. Here's what's wild is when people with the sex work thing, they'll be like, I can't believe you don't respect yourself that you would do this. It's like, I used to at the Studio City Farmers Market, mm-hmm. it was an 8 hour day and I made $110 cash mm-hmm. and a box of vegetables that had been out in the hot sun. Not to keep plugging my one woman show. Yeah. Follow me on Zoom. But so like that, so I'd done all that. And so when you work so hard and you're constantly scraping by just to get the teensiest bit of money.
Yep. Yeah. That's more degrading to sell vegetables in the hot sun all fucking day for $100.
Yeah, because you're getting fucked by the man and you can get it and fucked by a man.
Yeah, exactly. A man that you choose.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh.
See, look at that. Mm. Put that on a fucking pillow.
Yeah.
Stitch that on a goddamn.
Stitch that on your fucking quilt.
Put that on a wine tumbler.
We know a girl.
We know a girl. Yeah, we do. We know a lady who does that. Yeah. Now I have a question. Yeah. So some people message us about sugar, like full on sugar baby, like a girlfriend experience type of thing. And then, for that, I'm like, you know, I would imagine it's best. I mean, everybody has their own, the way they want to conduct themselves, but to have some type of mutual respect or connection or to like the person that you're sleeping with or whatever the arrangement is. With like meaning I would never say to someone resort to sugar baby for the money solely, like do it, have other reasons to do it other than the money. Obviously the money is one of the biggest perks, but there's all these other facets of it that you enjoy. But something like selling underwear, that's just for the money. You right. don't gotta love that, you know, you don't like it. And
that's my calling.
Yeah, well honestly, like it's just I remind myself, like men buy women's underwear that has shit on it, that has period blood on it, that has piss on it, and I'm like, ladies, yeah, do it as long as you're safe.
Guys, I was just throwing those out.
Yeah,
all this time
I shit my pants on my internship, but Stu over in Canada wants to pay me $500 for it. Yes, sir.
And it's eco-friendly to mail it.
Yeah. I know. See? Everybody, the panty thing is cool. That's a little weird now because I think people, which is wild.
Oh, yeah, like, COVID, yeah.
Yeah,
because they don't want to get. I didn't even think of that.
I know. Who wants a pair of COVID panties?
I've not been COVIDed in my pants. Oops, I COVIDed myself.
Oh, man, I thought it was gas, but it was COVID. Sorry.
That's extra. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Are you horny? Okay, well, that's all we're going to give you. So if you feel like you have blue balls
and
you want to hear more of this conversation, join us over at Luminary for the latest episode of Guys We Fuck the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. You're going to go to motherfucking luminarypodcast.com to start your free trial. See you there, fuckers.